Did you know that Microsoft Virtual Academy will buy you a Starbucks coffee? Totally true. We'll tell you how on this episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon, and I am here talking with Christopher Harrison and Matt Calder, both from the Lex team. That is the Lex Luthor Microsoft team, where we are trying to defeat Superman. The Lex team LEX learning experience, the team that is the umbrella over Microsoft Virtual Academy. Guys, happy new year. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Christopher, have you seen Star Wars? Just out of curious.
I have. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but what I am going to say is that the guy turned out to be dead the entire time. So when the ring hits the ground, you're going to now know that he was dead the whole time. Oh, wait, sorry.
We're going to have to cut that out and post-edit. No problem. Easy to do.
That makes sense. I wasn't
Matt, happy New Year.
Thank you. It's been good so far.
2016.
Yeah.
2016, hey, it's shaping up to be great. Do you see where Windows 10 now has 200 million users? 40 million users a month. It's pretty awesome. Did you see that?
Yeah, we got to write some apps for those people.
That's right. If these Windows 10 courses weren't popular before, they will be once people start seeing this sort of momentum, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
All right, so 2015, loved it. Actually, let's talk about 2015. When it comes to Microsoft Virtual Academy, there were quite a few changes in 2015, tons of improvements. We went through a big upgrade cycle with Windows 10. MVA went through a big upgrade cycle as well. What were some of the things that happened in MVA? Just a quick look back in 2015.
We updated the site interface. Really cleaned it up, made it look a little more contemporary and easier to use, hopefully. Improved search. That was a big win for us as well.
Yeah, that was a big win. And you could find stuff now. I think you could.
You can find stuff. You can search by instructor name now. And if you're a huge Jerry Nixon fan.
Just type in Nixon.
Yep, right. You get all of his stuff right
I
there.
I do that almost every morning.
Me too.
Yeah, that's great.
That's how I wake up.
Monitor's got to do. Yeah, that's how I work out. I've got a playlist. That's terrific.
We did it. We did a great job building out the catalog. Christopher Harrison is a big part of that. A ton of great stuff for web developers, particularly in the open source area, which still feels funny to me here at Microsoft, but it feels good. Feels good.
Yeah, it feels very good. You know, the Microsoft hearts Linux. You know, the real embrace of open source. We have a lot of great content. You know, like Matt said, especially around the website. Just a bunch of Python. We've got Django. We've got Flask. We've got Knockout. We've got Bootstrap. We've got and I could just, you know, keep talking for the next 20 minutes, but I'm pretty sure nobody wants me to actually do that. So, but we've got a whole slew of new OSS courses that are up on MVA.
I'll tell you what, developers are surprised again and again when they search the catalog and find that sort of stuff in our catalog, you know?
Exactly.
It's really giving the internet a run for its money. It's pretty great. It's a pretty good source for developers. Let's see. We had our contest last year. Do you remember that? We had Know It, Prove It. That's the NBA contest.
Yeah. What
was that? It was in summertime?
We did a couple of them. The big one we always do in February that's coming up. We'll talk about that later. But we did a summer version, and we did a sweepstakes with that. And if you completed a challenge, you're entered in the sweepstakes, and someone won a trip to Microsoft.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah, they learned a new skill, and then we're going to bring them to campus and see how they do.
Next year, this year, it'll be a trip to the moon. It's going to be awesome. It'll be one bite at a time, though, so it's going to
the Southern Hemisphere.
Big threshold on users as well, wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah, we got over 3.5 million users. So that's we're touching a lot of folks. We help a lot of folks get skilled up, and 3.5 million is a considerable number. We see about 2 million people a month come into the site. People watching a lot of video and writing a lot of code. So,
wow, I'd hate to see the bandwidth of MVA. It's got to be huge.
Yeah, wow. Fortunately, I don't have to worry about that budget. But
someone serious.
Does.
Not it.
We're the developer Netflix of the internet. That's exactly right. 3.5 million. You know what? That's a pretty big number, especially when you consider how many people are on the internet, and of those, how many are developers, right? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're
pretty awesome. All right, anyway, that's 2015. 2016 is shaping up to look pretty good. We have some things coming up in January and in February. We'll get to all of those, of course. Before we talk about January, let's look back. In December, we had a lot of courses kind of released, and we even kind of had some cool courses that had new formats to them as well. Let's talk about December and kind of what happened there.
Sure. I think first thing I want to call out is Darren May did 8 courses for us on Windows 10 app development. These are sort of a little more focused courses than we typically have done in the past. Just 1 hour. You know, want to focus just on data binding. There's a course just on data binding. Get in there. Yeah. He'll cover it with some great demos, real hands-on stuff.
So when you say 8 courses, that could be pretty daunting to sound, you know, a lot of developers are like, whoa, that's 8 8-hour courses. But no, this is 8 just around an hour course. So it's really bite-sized. You have a lunch period coming up. You should just knock those out in a week. It's easy to go. Yeah, cool.
Yep.
And Darren May, he's a decent guy.
Yeah.
He's got, got that Australian accent. Austrian accent. No. He's from England. Remember we had the a survey. You can do those live surveys doing during the courses, and I was doing it with Darren, and we were like, "Where's Darren from?" And Australia, Austria, England, and I think the last was Narnia or whatever. But it's funny. Australia won.
Awesome.
My God, it's so terrible.
I thought he was Norwegian.
Yeah, he is. He's English. All right, so. We had 8 new courses come from him. So anybody's looking to start dabbling in Windows 10, there's a good starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
We published a course, a fellow named Bill Wagner. He's a Microsoft MVP. He's done several real solid courses for us. We published one by him recently, A Guide to Object-Oriented Practices.
Nice.
It targets the experienced developer, someone who's spent a little bit of time writing code. Not, you don't have to be an expert. It's not advanced. But if you're looking for, you know, guidance on best practices, how to really do object-oriented stuff right, uses, you know, of course, .NET and C# as examples, but it would apply to any object-oriented language.
I'll tell you what's great about courses like that is even a developer who's seasoned, right, and they've been doing this forever, mm-hmm. It's funny, a course like that can just remind you of all the stuff that you forgot 3 years ago. You know, there's just great practices that just bubbles them back to the top so you start being a great programmer again. It's funny how you forget things along the way. You know, you learn so much and you forget so much faster. So that's a cool course. That's a neat idea. I haven't seen it yet. I'll put it on my list as well.
Yeah, it's been pretty popular right out the gate. He is.
That's got a great name, too.
Yeah. We also did a course, Django in the Real World. Christopher, you want to tell us about that one?
Sure. So that one I did, again, with Susan Ibach, and it was really kind of picking up from where we left off with the last Django course, taking a look at a lot of the neat things that Django will automatically do for you behind the scenes. But what really made this MVA unique was the fact that we went into the studio and we recorded it on Tuesday. We made it available overnight, so Wednesday morning, you could actually go watch the whole course. And then on Thursday, we did a live event to support that. So that way, when people went in, they watched the course, they could come back, they could ask questions. And it gave us the opportunity to both do an on-demand and nice, short, concise videos, but also still be able to connect with everybody that wanted to be able to ask questions and essentially learn interactively.
Mm. I like this live super Q&A thing that you have going on because often you'll get a question while you're recording a course and you don't want to ignore the question because obviously somebody has something that's really bugging them, but it kind of interrupts the flow of the course. So this is awesome. You get to record the course the way it's supposed to be and then come back and just as deep dive Q&A as you can do.
Exactly. And the other great thing is because of the fact that we've got all of the content already there, when we do the Q&A, we can make the Q&A and the live show shorter so that we were only on the air for about 3 hours. So that way it's not a full day commitment. If you want to be able to see everything that we're going to do live, it's only 2-3 hours. So you can just, you know, if you're on Pacific time, you can just wake up in the morning, turn us on, and you're done by lunch. And you can, you know, stop having to listen to my bad jokes.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you what, live is tough, like for the teacher.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I know, I mean, you got this like short little break in between like modules where everybody's watching it more on demand later, you know, and they can take 10-hour break in between those modules. They don't care that it was 6 minutes instead of 5. Meanwhile, you're rushing to the bathroom and all this. So, I like the idea of pre-recorded for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Not to cut out errors because that's never been my problem.
No. You've never made a mistake.
Right. Once I thought I did, but I was mistaken. So, Matt, keep going. This is exciting.
It's exciting, yeah. Well, really, those are the key highlights. The XAML courses!
Yeah.
We've got those XAML courses live.
The XAML for Windows 10 courses.
XAML for Windows 10. There's four of them, correct?
And three of them. That's right.
Yeah. And XAML for Windows, you cover layout, controls, all the
repeaters.
Key.
And that's repeater. The third.
Yeah. And
they're awesome, and they talk about topics that are rare. So if you're a XAML developer, I mean, this is pretty advanced stuff. It's kind of like going back to your object-oriented stuff. That's not for somebody who's just learning C#, right? They want to start applying it after they know it, so intermediate plus. This is sort of the same thing.
Cool.
And we thought they were going to be published last month, but remember, Christopher Harrison got in the way of all that.
You know, you can't trust that guy.
Yeah, when he went out on vacation for the holidays, and we were able to get some stuff done around here. So
it turns out, with and without the holidays, December was pretty awesome.
Yeah, we got. Actually, December's kind of a busy month traffic-wise, too, especially like the last few days. That period, like in between Christmas and New Year's, people, you know, they're not working. They take the time to do some training. And
that's smart.
Yeah, my team came back. One of the things we do is we cover the questions in our forums and try to make sure stuff gets answered. And we're really on top of it the whole month. And then we got back, like, you know, on the 4th after taking a few days off. Yeah, and it's like, what happened? Like, the whole queue is just blown up.
Yeah. It's and you ignore it, right? And so you're like away for just a day or two, and that's the fastest that it grows as well. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so that's in the past. Let's talk about January.
Well, next week, this week for the viewers here, is introduction to Ember. Christopher, take it away.
Yeah, so Ember, just as a real quick 20-second explanation, is another MVVM model view model framework, and it's a JavaScript framework for creating single-page applications. So if you want to allow somebody to go in, they navigate to your site, and they don't actually wind up ever leaving that individual page, that everything happens right there with JavaScript, communicates with the server behind the scenes, loads your data, doing all of that, designing it to really look like an application, but just being run inside of the browser, Ember is one of those frameworks that that can do that for you. And what's really neat about Ember is that it has a built-in command line that will generate a lot of the components and a lot of the pieces of code automatically for you. So if you want a model, you can actually just fire up your command line and just simply say, Ember generate model, give it a name, and it will automatically create the stub code for you, and then you just fill out whatever else it is that you need. You need a brand new route, Ember generate route, give it a name, and then it will go ahead and generate all that stub code and even update a couple of config files for you as well. Yes, I did air quotes there. It will update a couple of config files automatically for you. So it's a really neat product. So we'll actually be doing that this week.
Wednesday is the super Q&A, or Wednesday is the course?
Wednesday is the super Q&A. Tuesday, the course will be live. So Tuesday morning, somewhere around 9 a.m. Pacific, the course will be live, ready to be viewed, and then we'll be doing that three-hour super Q&A, as you put it, on Wednesday morning, 9 a.m.
Nice. And so Chris, being our producer, is putting this together for Monday. So if you're watching this right when it comes out, that's tomorrow. So jump on it, Microsoft Virtual Academy, to go see this course, and then hang out until Wednesday, and you can start asking all the questions to the actual presenters and teachers that were there and get your questions answered. Awesome.
Absolutely. And it's myself and Adam Tulliper, and everybody loves Adam. So
everybody loves him. I don't love him at all.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that just
I had to put up with him for you. Yeah, it's weird. He's one of my colleagues, right? He's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't want to go with, you know, it seemed like everybody.
Yeah, you didn't want his head to get big.
Perfect. All right. So that's the big thing in January, right? And so we're just kind of ramping up. Everybody's getting back in kind of place. All right. This is exciting. Early, we were talking about the fact that Microsoft Virtual Academy and Starbucks are somehow related, and we were also reminded at the early part of this show that it was last February when we had Know It, Prove It tell me a little bit about what's going on this February.
This February, you should set aside an hour a day to train up on some significant topic. Know It, Prove It is a set of challenges. There'll be 10 challenges, and choose, you know, the one that's right for you. There are a series of courses designed to, if you spend an hour a day on them, you'll complete the whole series. It's 3 to 4 courses typically, and you'll master a significant skill. And it's the whole community kind of comes together. They support each other. It's a great fun kind of thing if you're someone who's motivated to improve your career, to improve your skills, and it's very, you know, it's fun. And this year, as you complete these challenges, you'll be getting tech rewards points.
Tech rewards.
If you're familiar with the
What is that?
Remember develop points?
The Nokia program that transitioned over to us when we bought Nokia. Yeah.
And so we've sort of repurposed that whole engine and that whole system, and it's now Microsoft Tech Rewards. If you go on MSDN, you can find out more about that, including the different rewards that you can get. So you rack up experience points, but you also rack up, like, actual points you can redeem for rewards. Starbucks gift cards, for example.
Aha, including a trip to the moon. Remember when Pepsi did that? They were like, but with, 15 million points, you can get an F-16. Remember that?
Yeah.
And, like, the whole world came together to give one guy all of their points.
Yeah.
I wonder what he did with that F-16 after he got it. How did that actually end? I remember it happened. I remember he got it.
Okay, now I'm curious.
You're binging it, I'm sure, Christopher.
Right now, Pepsi.
All right, so this starts in February?
Starts February 1st, but registration starts this month, so you can sign up. You'll get reminder mails. You'll get notifications when we post to the blog. One thing that's going to be real fun about this month is Bob Tabor is going to be involved. He's one of our real popular instructors, especially for beginner courses. So if you know someone who is just starting out as a developer, recommend that they check out Bob's courses. He's going to actually be doing some live Q&A with us to help people out, be active in the forums, and so you'll get messages from him. Sign up this month, commit, and clear your calendar for just an hour a day.
And now for those who are really motivated, can they do it all in one day? You know, because you can watch courses at 2x speed now.
Oh, you could. Actually, yeah. You might be able to do two in a day if you're real.
Yeah, I guess there's still only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, so I'd break it up over the
month. Yeah, you want to learn it, not just get it done. That's right.
There was one person last year who did complete every challenge, and he's some kind of office developer. I wonder if he'll be back this year. We'll see.
Oh, so it's not common for somebody to complete every challenge in the month.
It's that would be like, well, this guy did like 8 challenges last year, so
that's like swinging 1,000 in baseball, I guess.
Basically, yeah. I mean, that's like spending 8 hours a day just doing training for a whole month. That's like harder than college, man. That's.
But I don't have to do all 10 to get a cup of coffee from.
Nope, just complete one, and I'm not quite sure what the whole point.
Where it all comes together. Right now we're like, oh, now wait a minute.
I'd have to look at it. I think it's 250 points for the Starbucks gift certificate.
What's your email in case anybody really wants
It's mattal@microsoft.com.
You're so brave.
And if you get 5 million points, Matt will hand deliver the Starbucks to you.
I'm up to 25,000 unread mails in my inbox. So
expect a prompt reply.
Yes. Well, there's 75,000.
Nothing but professionalism from the Lex team here. That's awesome. All right, so back to where we were going. There's still a lot of content that we released or were planning to release and then suddenly was released in December, especially around Windows 10. So if you're a developer looking for more Windows 10 content, there it all is sitting for you with the trainers that you know and love. And don't forget, we had the second Django course where we had all this information, and we can go back and watch that Q&A, right? It's part of the course now.
So here's the thing, is that it's part of the course, but it's not part of the course. So it's actually going to be released up onto our YouTube channel about when, Matt?
The files are there, and we just need to like put the metadata in and take them live. So should be by the time that you're watching this, it should be available.
I think it's pronounced Wednesday, not when Matt, but I got you. So about the same time. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yep. Yeah.
And All right, and this month, actually, 2 days from now, if you're watching this right now, if you're watching this the day late, it's tomorrow. If you're watching this on Thursday, it was yesterday. So there's going to be another live super-duper Q&A, this time around Ember, the JavaScript framework. That's MVVM, the design pattern created by the XAML team. I just thought I'd throw it. People can argue it, but they can't.
That team has given us so much.
They give so much and take so little. All right, so January looks fun. Don't forget, February is going to be Know It, Prove It. You can sign up for it right now by going to MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com. Is that right?
You'll find it there, yeah. Or just knowitproveit.com. We got a redirect for you.
Oh, knowitproveit.com. Very cool. Very cool. All right, guys. I'm looking forward to January. Will you come back and talk to me for February?
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
See you later, Christopher. Bye, Matt.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye, guys.